理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 20 When the day came for me to leave Milan, I had the doorman reserve a seat for me on the evening train. The train would be leaving at midnight. I checked out of the hospital and said goodbye to everybody at 5 o'clock and met Catherine at the door of the wine shop. We hardly said anything to each other, but simply walked side by side through the narrow streets of the old city. The night was very chilly, foggy, and gray. We passed the bridge and the main square, and then finally ended up on a street full of stores. I stopped at a gun store in order to replace the gun I had lost in the explosion. We then continued our walk. It was starting to rain.
I'd love to be with you. We'll always be together, right?
She suddenly said. I pushed her gently against the wall and started to kiss her. Let's find a place with a little more privacy, I suggested.
All right, let's go.
We got into a carriage and ordered the driver to take us to a nice hotel. 20 minutes later, we arrived and a young boy greeted us at the door. He took us to a room. It was very warm and looked very nice. I ordered some food and then the boy went away. Catherine sat on the bed and seemed to be thinking about something. She looked upset. She then got up and went to the window and looked out across the street at the train station. I would need to go there in several hours. I walked over to her and asked what was wrong. She told me that she felt like a woman hired for sex. But it's not that way at all. I love you, I said.
You are right. I'm being silly.
We then had wonderful sex. The room began to feel like our own, just like my room at the hospital had felt. Soon the food was delivered, and we ate and drank a great deal. Actually, only I drank a lot. Catherine just had a couple glasses of wine. I then became serious suddenly. What about the baby? How are you going to have it by yourself? I asked.
I'll be all right. You wouldn't be able to help me much if you were here anyway. You promised me that you were not going to worry, didn't you?
But I know it will not be easy for you.
I'll be all right, dear. Just take care of yourself out there. Don't let anything else happen to you.
You are my wonderful girl, Catherine. But I'm afraid I have to go.
All right. I'll write you every day.
I don't want to leave you. I want to be with you.
I'll be waiting for you at home with our baby.
Maybe I'll get wounded again so I can see you sooner.
Just a little wound. Nothing too serious, please.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.